Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are in the first Sunday in 2025. Happy New Year. The planet is starting off this new year with a bang and a holler. There's quite a bit to talk about as we walk the path in January, including a full moon in Cancer on Monday, January 13th. This year promises to be the biggest year of our lives so far. We have never had this kind of planetary activity in any of our lifetimes. It's all brand new, and there's a lot happening in the universe. We are in this new energy already. As of January 3rd, we've had the opposition of Mars in Leo and Pluto in Aquarius. We will feel this energy right up to the full moon on the 13th. I have already talked a lot about this energy at 1 degree, and both of these planets will oppose each other 3 times. The first was on November 3rd, when they were in Cancer and Capricorn, just days before the U.S. election. The second one, with Mars retrograde, was on January 3rd, and the final pass is on April 23rd, again in Leo and Aquarius energies. I call this a play in 3 acts. We won't be out of this energetic influence until early May. Look to see which house this affects in your birth chart. Think back to what was happening with you at the beginning of November. Then you may gain some understanding about what this energetic process is about for you. Any opposition with any of the planets can show you where you're frozen or stuck, and you need to integrate something into your life. There could be resistance or fear, and this experience is usually karmic. It's fated. It means that the energy was planned for you to experience before you were born. That's called fate. This energy was literal with U.S. election. People were either on one side or the other. With this second pass, people can become even more entrenched in their different views, more fixed, more dug in. Leo and Aquarius are fixed signs. If you have any fixed signs between 0 and 3 degrees, you will experience several endings and beginnings over the next 2 years. The fixed signs are Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. Pluto is hovering between those degrees, 0 and 3, all that time, all throughout the next 2 years. For all of us, for the collective, 2025 is going to be endings and beginnings. That's the theme of the year, and we are all entering a new era. However, the fixed signs will find this energy even more pronounced. The purpose of this energy is to truly help your soul's growth. Even though we can find endings quite painful, it's all about your soul growth. Pluto energy is always a process of empowerment. Personally, what is this aspect all about, really? Well, apart from this frozen, dead feeling, it's about feeling overpowered by power plays, control, and manipulation from others. You could be seeing this playing out in your own life. On the public stage, it could be aggression. This is brute force, heightened aggression, fierce, along with passion. If you have this natally in your chart, you will have terrific willpower and focus. One of the good things about this aspect is locking onto a project that you're working on to give you that willpower and focus to see it through to the end. This energy is extremely determined. A full moon is a culmination of energy, and so is an opposition. A completion of whatever began at the first opposition of Mars and Pluto last November. In one sense, Mars is about your individual will, and Pluto can be about the state or government, as well as your karma, any power held over you as an individual. It could be a parent or a boss or a husband as well. Ultimately, what this will teach us, more of us, is that this sense of polarization of I'm right and you're wrong, whether that's in your personal life, whether you're seeing it in your local or national politics, ultimately, it's the I'm right and you're wrong polarization, people digging in. One of the things this powerful opposition will teach us is, boy, was I fooled. Enough already. How long have we been running around this hamster wheel? I'm right. You're wrong. Judgment. The other side is the loser. I am the winner, and the winner takes all. War, disease, death. This whole energy of separateness. In the 21st century, we have known such horror, wars going on, twin towers, genocide. It's absolutely inconceivable that we are still doing this to each other. What I think this lesson is about at a higher level, Pluto is about your divine will. It's to release the judgment, move away from the separation, and move towards unity consciousness. Move away from any possibility of fight, aggression, judgment against another, and war. My hope is that we will align ourselves more fully to the divine will. I do hope you understand, because there's a lot going on with this opposition. This will be such an aggressive opposition. Please make sure that you stay in peace. This anger is reactionary, impulsive, id anger. Please, whether it's coming from you or at you, from someone else, take a deep breath before you react. Stop and take that breath. A good way to use this energy is to align with our divine will, to step into our sovereignty. Leo is all about our inner authority. Use the energy in physical exercise, physical courage. Be the initiator or pioneer in something. This opposition is multi-layered because Mars is still retrograde and will remain retrograde until the end of February. When a planet is retrograde, it's closer to the Earth. Think RE. Going back over. Mars goes back over all your physical actions, You may be remembering how you used your power in the past, or had lack of power, impotence, or gave your power away to others. Do you have any aggression in your nature? You may need to handle this energy differently as we move forward. Think about your power, your sovereignty, your aggression. How fully have you used it? How well have you used it? Or how rashly? Or how much have you just given away to others? Tomorrow, January 6th, Mars moves into Cancer, which has a very different quality. It's less about sovereignty, to shine as an individual, to the energy of wanting to protect yourself, to protect your loved ones and your family, to kind of hunker down. It's about your emotional security, your physical security. Cancer is about protecting your loved one. It's a very different feeling. Mars remains in Cancer until April 18th, when it moves back into Leo to bring us the final opposition on April 23rd. Mars has a rather simple energy when it's moving direct, go, 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 in the most direct way possible. That's Mars energy. But when it's retrograde, it's one of the trickier planets to handle. That go, go, go gets frustrated because there's a delay or an obstacle. It could be top-down power saying, no, you can't, or something physical. Mars is your physical energy. You could feel quite tired or feel like you're spinning your wheel. Luckily, that will be released on February 24th when Mars turns direct. Another reason Mars is so powerful is that on December 30th, at the new Capricorn moon, Mars moved out of bounds. When planets move beyond their normal orbit into the crisis area or more powerful area, they express their energy in a more extreme way, more forceful. Mars will be out of bounds until April 7th. It will be expressing itself in an extreme way until then. Mars is god of war, aggression, demonstrations, impulse to the physical, assassination attempts. We can get overreactive and do things too quickly, without thinking, on impulse. Again, make sure that you take a deep breath. Be very aware and step back from any combustible situation. We're going to take a break now for the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of January 6th through January 12th, 2025. On January 6th, Mars retrogrades back into Cancer, where he will remain until mid-April. This could awaken old feelings of powerlessness, since Mercury in Sagittarius is squaring Neptune in Pisces at the same time. Something could feel more dramatic than they actually are. Be mindful of your thoughts and don't believe everything that you're told. The focus shifts to dysfunctional dynamics in the home. This is the time to seek professional counseling to deal with problematic family issues once and for all. If you grew up in a toxic family environment or are currently living in one, several issues could come to the forefront. Instead of engaging in senseless arguments or bargaining sessions that lead nowhere, you can finally remove yourself from the situation for your own protection. If you need a new place to move to, try to avoid signing any leases until Mars turns direct on February 23rd. Tuesday and Friday's energies could be a bit tense, with quarrels or getting the cold shoulder. However, the supportive and caring midweek vibrations will more than make up for it. Mercury enters Capricorn on Wednesday, January 8th, allowing you to take a more analytical view of events. It's an excellent sharing time, especially if you're looking for something more stable and secure. Help is available. Thursday is excellent for job interviews or success in several pursuits. Follow your intuition and go for it. Saturday is a lazy day as you recoup from all the week's strain. Just take it easy and don't exert yourself. Sunday is bursting with love and romance, creativity and enthusiasm. It's great for trying new things, artistic projects, and a great date night. It may be time to step forward into the adult life you truly desired. Allow yourself to let go of any hurts caused by your family or friends. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. You can also send me an email at elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was our weekly cosmic tip. January 2025 promises to be a combustible and dramatic month. The lineup of the Sun, Pluto, and Mars after January 19th, when the Sun moves into Aquarius, leads to many changes and unexpected twists on a global scale affecting all of us. What makes this energy so unique? They align exact with Donald Trump's Inauguration Day. This time will hold significance not only for the political stage in the U.S., but also worldwide. Questions about who truly holds the power and how it is experienced come sharply into focus during this month of January 2025. What this means for us personally and collectively, along with other exciting highlights in January, I will explain to you here on Let's Find Out. January begins by showing us the old structures are breaking down more and more, while new ones are slowly forming. This is a month of full dynamic opportunities. Be ready to embrace them. Old unresolved patterns may come into the forefront of your awareness. It can feel like you are losing control. It may feel as if you're standing between two worlds. The old is crumbling and the new one is not yet fully visible. The time between January 3rd and the full moon on January 13th is a time to release any outdated beliefs. It's time to courageously open your heart and mind to new insights. However, caution is advised because communication at this time is particularly tricky. Misunderstandings and unclear statements surround you. Choose your words wisely and ensure clarity before speaking. At the same time that Mercury is messing with communication, Pluto and Mars are in opposition at 0 degrees Aquarius, Leo. This energy ignites and is quite explosive. It has a transformative dynamic to it. Mars is about action and the desire to achieve goals. Pluto brings us karma through deep, transforming processes, along with suppressed emotions. These conflicts will trigger power struggles, both externally along with internally, while the energies of Mercury in Sagittarius and Capricorn will feel like you're losing control. within this turmoil, if you use this energy consciously, you can finally break through old patterns and begin anew with a renewed strength. Mars urges you to bring out your inner strength. Now is the time to take responsibility, to make clear decisions, and boldly pursue your goals. At the same time, Pluto demands honesty with yourself and encourages you not to suppress anything. During these early days of January, you may feel challenged to find your inner drive and clarify where you want to make an impact. These questions will open the door to deep transformation and greater clarity about what you truly want to achieve. To fully understand which areas of life are affected by these intense energies, it's important to know exactly where these planets fall in your astrological birth chart and which houses are impacted. January 2025 offers you the opportunity to grow and make some profound changes in your life. The first full moon of 2025 occurs on January 13th in Cancer. This full moon is called the Return of the Light. It's shining at 29 degrees Cancer. This brings us clarity, hope, and optimism after a phase of darkness and uncertainty. It is a moment in time when the light becomes tangible again after the winter equinox, both internally and externally. This full moon marks a phase of inner reflection and renewal. Now is the time to face your inner challenges, especially the inner contradiction that may be holding you back. You are invited to find harmony between these contrasts so you can move forward with greater focus and determination. Partnerships also come into focus during this month. Anything that's no longer aligning with your growth should now be let go of and released. This is all about making space for new connections or deepening existing relationships to a more meaningful level. Long-term goals and personal freedom are the central themes of this full moon. Use this time to reflect on the independence of your desires in your life, whether emotional, professional, or personal. This energy supports you with making bold decisions and embarking on a new path that brings more freedom and ease into your life. This Cancer full moon brings the collective a clear message. Leave the old behind. Find balance within yourself and open up to the light now returning to your life. Between January 20th and February 12th, we will experience a highly significant conjunction of the Sun and Pluto in Aquarius. This energy is further intensified by the current influence of Mars, which is currently still retrograde. This energy and conjunction brings us a highly political phase and really begins on the same day as Donald Trump's inauguration. The Sun represents the leadership, power, new beginnings, and authority. Pluto brings in the destruction of top-down structures, profound transformation, and renewal. So many things are going to change within the structure of the administration. It will be unbelievable, refreshing, and is so necessary. The energy is a catalyst for massive change. Trump coming into office indicates that all structures, especially hierarchical or society systems, will begin to crumble, creating space for new ways to emerge. It will really pack a strong and powerful punch. Pluto embodies death and rebirth, the end of an existing order or system, to pave the way for a new reality. The Sun amplifies themes of power and authority, suggesting that leaders or government will be particularly affected. Mars in Cancer retrograde brings its energies into the mix. Mars can trigger conflicts, power struggles, and even revolutions. Also, attempted assassinations because of political reasons or massive uprisings are a real possibility. People resisting these changes could really get ugly. Whether this inauguration can proceed peacefully or not is highly doubtful. What I see is that they take Trump to another area and swear him in. I'm sending a lot of positive energy to the event and the day. We're all going to need it, so please do it as well. The Sun-Pluto conjunction brings hidden matters to the light. Every power dynamic will be tested. This will be a time when profound changes are not only possible, but inevitable. Here's an example. When William takes the throne in the UK later this year, he could dissolve Parliament and change the government profoundly. Again, this is happening on a worldwide stage. This intense phase, as we begin the Age of Aquarius, will have global, intense consequences and marks a pivotal moment for 2025. Is a transformation that will upend both personal and collective structures. Pluto also represents secrecy and covert operations. Its energetic connections with the Sun and Mars ignite an explosive energy. This will heighten visible conflicts as well as hidden activities during a time between January and May of 2025. A significant increase in terrorist action or covert operations can be expected. This alignment amplifies deep-seated tensions on personal, national, and global levels. Please be safe and be very careful what you say and where you go so that you'll be safe. On the other hand, but also very important, is the topic of what these intense energies, as they increase, do. They bring the risk of earthquakes and volcanic eruption, especially in the San Andreas Fault in California. Also, Italy, Greece, Japan, and deep within China. California is particularly at risk due to tectonic tension. The Pacific Ring region can also be affected with serious seismic activity. These alignments highlight a period in which the forces of nature become an expression of the broader transformation, affecting not only the planet, but the collective society as well. This is truly a special energetic period of time. Also, the activation of long-guarded secrets are about to come out to the open. One of the top ones is the UAP sightings, the drones. Pluto and the Sun, amplified by Uranus and Mars, create a dynamic that pushes the hidden truths to the surface. There will be no turning back. These energies compel the U.S. in particular to disclose truths that have been kept under wraps for decades. However, it's not only about the drones or UFOs. Uranus signals a new area of new technological advancements, especially in propulsion systems. It's all about free energy or materialization techniques, along with true body healing. So much will come through this year. Uncontrolled and sudden breakthroughs are inevitable. The truth about extraterrestrials could profoundly change our understanding of our world, our reality, as well as our security. This is certainly a time when old belief systems, control, and old power structures will irreversibly collapse. These revelations will mark a turning point in the human history, and nothing will ever be the same again. It's a time when sweeping changes become unavoidable. Established systems will be shaken to their core with immense force. How all these energies will manifest remains to be seen, but one thing is certain, nothing will remain as it was. To close out the month of January, we will have a powerful new moon in Aquarius on January 29th. This new moon is all about new beginnings and introduces the Chinese year of the snake, the wood snake. As the snake sheds its skin when it has outgrown it, we will need to embrace the coming changes and transformation and let go of the things that we have now outgrown. The message of this new moon is clear. Trust your inner guidance, for it will be your compass during this turbulent time. We need to confront and accept uncomfortable truths. We need to have patience, listen to others, as well as to our own inner voice. Release and let go of the old patterns. Embrace the new ones with an open heart and open mind. This Aquarian new moon is the perfect conclusion to a month defined by change and transformation. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're going to take a break for our messages and song. We'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I'm back from our break, and that was Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. It's a little bit of an outdated song, but it sure does tell the truth of where we're at right now. Remember, everybody has to turn, 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 and take that deep breath in order to stay balanced in 2025. Well, we're going to have a new administration in the U.S., and I want to try to explain a few things to you as we begin. Tariffs are coming. They won't all be at 25% on everything. A few will, but most won't be. But they are coming in a variety of amounts. They are lasting a minimum of 6 to 8 months and a maximum of 3 years for some. Either way, they are causing chaos for the smooth running of different markets and products. For countries who use these products, it will be a match that lights a fire in different parts of the world. In general, this will trigger inflation in many parts of the world because we have a global economy and there is nothing anyone can do about that. And what affects one nation will affect many other nations and on until everyone is affected in some way. One nation's economy is tied to another nation's economy. Trump promised tariffs to regulate the U.S. being poached on. He promised lower prices. He can follow through on the first, but he will have little or no influence on the second as the administration begins. First, the other countries have to stop taking advantage of the U.S., and then the tariffs can be lessened or removed. In the U.S. in 2025, we will begin to see prices rising on products reaching the people at the end of February when Mars goes direct, through May when Jupiter moves into the sign of Aries. As the months go by, more prices on other items will go up. Trump won't place tariffs on everything from Mexico and Canada, but some items. Yes, there are some items that Trump promised to place tariffs on, which he will not follow up with. and it will be good that they aren't followed up with. For the most part, I'm not seeing any bloodbath with tariffs. I'm just seeing a little blood. An economy as a whole is unstoppable, but it can experience turbulent waves. But again, there is no stopping the economy from plodding on. It's just that when it runs more smoothly, more people see the benefits, and when there are problems with it, fewer people see benefits. We have to give these changes time. For those in the stock market, the U.S. economy, like the U.S. stock market, is going to be all over the place and not at all stable. The wisest thing for stock investors to do is to sit on the stock for as long as possible, or at least until the 2030s. Day traders, or those who buy and sell regularly, the stock market will be like the surface of the water in a washing machine turning on high agitation. The Trump presidency will not be ideal for the stock market in 2025. It will be very volatile. There's way too much to clean up. But by the end of September, as we go into October, and October, we will be feeling more secure. The stock market is also affected by fear, which is growing regarding to what's going to happen to the economy in the U.S. It will be a bearish market January to July, and become more bullish in August and September. The stock market is really going to be all over the place, up and down. Many people have asked me about the housing market. In general, the housing market in the U.S. in 2025 will not be growing except for in the first few months of the year. Eventually, the higher cost of lumber and the loss of workforce will bring it to a slow crawl. This will drive prices up, and the buyers will be few. We're heading into a situation where there are high-priced houses and a low number of buyers. So many factors will make the housing situation in the U.S. seem to go from bad to worse. However, it will improve greatly. We see the worst of it during the summer and next fall. Purchases won't stop altogether, but the market and the buyers will be fewer and therefore start causing concerns. The best time for buying in the housing market for 2025 will be within the next 5 months through the end of May, when not enough time has gone by to start causing the prices to go up. By the fall of 2025, the U.S. will be in a bad spot, and it will continue onto the winter. And it could continue into the winter and spring of 2026. Then, finally, a shift will come. People will begin to go back to work and handle their responsibilities, especially the younger crew. I'm going to finish off with talking about energy. Next week, we can do some more of the economy for the U.S. Energy prices will slowly go up beginning in spring of 2025 because of the economy, and will continue to stay up, although some stability in prices will eventually happen, which we will be able to see in the second half of 2025. Gasoline prices are continuing to stay at what we saw at the end of 2024, possibly through May of 2026. They will inch up slowly in the spring of 2025. The prices will slowly average out and become higher in the summer and fall. In 2025, I don't see it going beyond what we've seen so far in the last few years. I do see it going lower in a few years, 2026 maybe, but I see a big chance that it'll be in 2027. The things that have been closed down have to be opened up again, and everything takes time. On the other side of the coin, there is a silver lining in the clouds. That is, regardless of how the economy is overall, many millions will work to find ways to make it through the difficult and troubled times of the day, one day at a time. As I've said before, locally, there is help available. In cities, in towns, in communities, the group, the collective, will work together to find ways to help each other make it through. Yes, there are some who will criticize every person in need, but there are also people who will offer help to as many people in need as one can help. Locally, neighborly effort is made to help local people find a way through. Through these local sources, we have a better chance to make it through our life, one day at a time. Churches, nonprofits, charity organizations with local officials. The focus is on what happened to the economy, the administration, and our American way of life for the last 4 years under the previous administration. Now we're all, as a collective, here to clean it up. It's worldwide, it's global, it's serious, but luckily we can move ahead now. Communities are wonderful, and they will come together. Sometimes friends and neighbors, regular people we know, and some help that we are able to offer others. Sometimes the same people who have helped us, we will be able to help. Because every one of us both needs some kind of help and also can offer some help. This is not a time to be independent, thinking we don't need anybody's help and we don't need to offer anybody help. This is a time when being alone, fending for ourselves, is not a reality that anyone can live with. We are learning a hard lesson in times like these, that we need each other, and we need each other in our daily life. This is a major lesson that Spirit wants us to learn. Look to your community, your neighborhood, your friends, and your family, and you will be okay. We'll all make it through together with the help of Spirit and the help of those around us who will be supportive, loving, and caring. That's the end of the show for tonight. We're going to have our song and our meditation and, of course, finish with Richard Schulman. We can live together in peace is what he's been playing lately. I'll be back next week with lots more information. Wishing you all a very happy, happy New Year. Thank you and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath, And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. stay in the energies.